It has been a highly productive two seasons in the NFL for the man to my left. We welcome you into our Xfinity studio at the NovaCare Complex. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with wide receiver Jordan Matthews, who is now, Jordan, you're an NFL veteran now.
True, very true. Crazy, right?
How's the body feel after a season? I always wanted to understand that from a wide receiver. You run so much, you get hit so much. How do you feel the day after a season?
Surprisingly, actually, I feel pretty good. I mean, I dealt with some injuries kind of in between the season, but finishing off, I actually feel pretty good. I'm excited about off-season training. I'm going to take a couple weeks off, just really get the body completely back. But then I think I'll be able to hit training completely healthy, 100%, so I'm excited about that.
Do you just literally lay around for a couple of weeks and just stay away from everything?
You know, you definitely want to go see, get to see some people, maybe hang out with some family members or some friends that you never get to spend time around, you know, travel a little bit. But the main thing is you definitely want to rest. I think sometimes I'm so rambunctious and like to do a lot of things that I look up and I'm like, man, have I even rested? I've been flying everywhere. I've been doing things most of the day. So just actually trying to find a week or two just to actually sit back, chill, maybe go find somewhere to vacation at, but actually just kind of kick back and actually relax.
Jordan, how would you kind of describe your first two seasons from an individual standpoint? I know the team's first, but from an individual standpoint.
I would say for me, I think just stuff to build on is definitely motivation. I think I've left some meat on the bone. You know, personally, I know that, you know, I can play better. And I think that, you know, when people come to me with some of the numbers and they show me kind of what I've been able to accomplish, you know, with helping some of my teammates over the first two seasons, it actually just makes me that much hungrier because I'm just like, man, like, this is what I've been able to do. And I feel like I'm not even close to my best. Then, you know, I feel like the sky's the limit. You know, I think a lot of my family members that called me, they were wondering if I was upset that I didn't get to the 1,000-yard mark. But I was like, you know, I think it's actually very fitting. I think it's the perfect, you know, thing to show that, hey, you're not there yet. You're still coming up a little bit short, so that might be that extra mile you run. That may be the extra rep you do, you know, as far as work, and that may be that extra, you know, couple minutes you put on the judgment machine and just really become the complete wide receiver I can be. So, like I said, for me, I feel like the sky's the limit. I'm really excited about myself and this team moving forward.
Does the game continue to slow down for you? I know it does to one degree, but does it continue as you go along?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I remember my first year, my stance would sometimes be so tense, and I'd be worried about so many things. I mean, half the time I can actually see the check that Kelsey and Sam were going to make before they even make it. So I'm already like, okay, well, this cover's coming. I already know I'm getting the ball right here, so I need to be ready. I need to give a good move. I think it's crazy because sometimes you got to wait till like the end of the season or midway through season to see some of these things start coming into fruition. But I mean, even in the Dallas game, you know, we were able to huddle up before that last call, and Sam was just like, hey, do this. If this guy gives you this leverage, hit him with this move, he just does. And I'm like, okay, well, once he lined up, I was like, oh, this game over. I already know it's coming. Just your rookie year, you're just thinking about so many things. You rush things. You try too hard. You press. Now, I really feel like I let the game come to me. Things don't get me down. If I make a mistake, I don't dwell on it. I already know that the opportunity is going to come back. So it's really exciting for me moving into year three.
We have obviously a lot of change coming for the Philadelphia Eagles. You are going to be impacted greatly by it, not only quarterback, coach. We don't know what's going to happen. How do you feel about everything kind of heading into this thing?
You know, at the same time, it's hard to sometimes say, like, all the time that you're excited, because then that might be some people maybe possibly losing jobs. That could be turmoil for other people. You know, I'm in a position where, you know, as a second round pick, you know, I've had a pretty good first 2 years that, you know, maybe I have a little bit more stability, but definitely I'm interested to see what's going to happen as far as the coach, as far as Sam, you know, moving forward. Like I said, I've talked about wanting Sam back. You know, I'm definitely interested to see who's going to be our new coach. I had nothing but respect for Coach Kelly and what he was able to do for this program and to do for me. But at the same time, you know, I think the thing that I'm the most, you know, if I would be excited about anything, is just I feel like that competitive spirit is going to get lit inside of everybody. Nobody can look at this offseason like, okay, I can rest. I know my coach is going to be. I can relax. It's a fresh slate for everybody. So people have to have their hard hat on, know there's going to be a job interview when they come back.
Jordan, last one. I know you're super competitive. It's all about the team. And you haven't experienced the thrill of the playoffs yet. It's got to be that taste is there in you, right?
It definitely is. It's still weirds me that the season's over. You know, after your rookie year, it's nothing. You've done so much. You finished college. You went straight to training. You went straight to combine. You went straight to Senior Bowl. You come to mini camp, and you never stop. So by the time the season ends, you feel like you've been to the playoffs half the time, especially if you have a productive rookie season. You're just like, man, you know, like I finally get to breathe. But when it's over as a veteran, second-year player, you're like, no, like, we got to keep playing ball. We got to win games. I mean, that Redskins game really hurt. It really hurt. And then also being in my second year, you start to actually understand more of what the Philadelphia Eagles mean to this city. You're not stuck in your own bubble. Like, I'm really starting to figure out, man, this team, you know, means a lot to the city. These people love the Eagles. So we got to start putting a brand of football out there on the field that this city can be proud of. Because if we do that, I mean, I feel like we're unstoppable when we bring people to the link. I mean, that place would be rocking. It was rocking versus the Redskins game. We should have got it done. We weren't able to. But I tell you what, going forward, I feel like the playoffs, there has to be something. That's got to be normality. That has to be second home, you know, to us. But it's going to start with the guys, you know, on the field, making plays, you know, being focused, understand, like, this has to be, you know, this didn't even have to be the goal. This is the standard. The standard is making the playoffs. But that mentality has to carry over into offseason training, too.
If they were all like you, we'd be there, man. Have
we'll
a great
there.
Offseason.
We'll get there.
Jordan Matthews, thanks so much for joining me in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.